Hello everyone, it's Melissa and I'm sitting outside of my chamber singers class, which starts at 12:30. It's now just it's 10:20, so not quite 10:30 yet, but it's almost there. Really sucks this morning because my English class was canceled twice. This is the second time it's been canceled this semester, and it really seems like something's going on. I hope the teacher's okay. But it really kind of sucks because things have been crazy with the bus system, and I've been using the cab to get to school. So I kind of busted my butt to be there on time, and I come out of the cab, and this really, really nice lady came up to me and said, you know, class is canceled again. And I'm like, again? You know, and I was absent 2 days because of a massive sinus infection. And so that really didn't, you know, that was, you know, bad in itself. But thankfully, the infection cleared up. And I was just kind of disappointed this morning that the class was canceled, and I tried to get here on time. And, you know, I mean, if I had known the class was canceled, I could have stayed home and worked on some projects and things like that for at least 2 hours, you know, 11:30, and then my choir class starts at 12:30, but I was here and had to pay, I had to pay a bill, so I took care of that. The scariest thing is I found it much easier to pay on the phone using their mobile site than I did on the computer. I mean, it's not surprising. Everybody does it all the time, but it's like we're relying fully on our mobile devices to pay bills, and it's scary because that information can be so easily available, but it's easier for me to pay my bill. So, yeah, today's been kind of a rough morning. Good boy, Zappa. You've been resting. He kind of got a little in trouble this morning, but he's doing good. Hi, Zappa. You a good boy? Zappa! Hi! Say hi to everybody. Zappa, say hi.
He's like, it's not a real person. It's just a phone. So, anyway, I'm going to get him something. No, get your nose away. I'm going to get him something because of the whole empty stomach thing. You don't want him to be completely empty. Hey, get your nose away. So I'm going to look for... I have a bag of biscuits in here. There they are, way down at the bottom.
Hey, hey, hey. Come here.
Come sit. Good boy.
So I got him some biscuits. I carry them in my bag with me so that he doesn't have a fully empty stomach or an empty... Ooh, there we go. So he has something to nibble on out here for his hard work.
Yeah, was that good?
So I try to carry at least a bag of 10. Hey, get your nose out of my backpack. That's mine. Was that good? Was that good? Is that good? See, you've been behaving, so you got a treat. Come in. Come. Hey, no. Don't start that. Come. Come. Now sit. Good boy. Say hi. All right, Zappa down.
No, get your nose out of there. Get your nose out, Zappa. Get your nose out of there. Now down, rest.
So, yeah, today is kind of a blah day, but, you know, some people may say, well, why don't you just be glad you don't have to do English class? And although I'm glad I don't have to sit through 2 hours of lecture, I do, you know, care about my grades, my English. And what worries me is that the last semester I was here at school, it would be last fall because I wasn't here during the spring. My previous English teacher, he canceled class a great deal.
He was, I mean, being sick is one thing. He was sick a little bit. But then, oh, hi. Hey, no. Zap it down. Good boy. But then, he, you know, certain things happened. He missed his flight or he, you know, couldn't make it or, so I think a total of 3 weeks of class were canceled. And it, to give you an idea, the classes happen 2 days a week, and it's a 2-hour class per day. So that's 6 days, and that's, let's see, it's 4 hours a week. So it'd be 12 hours. Scary. And that's just from cancellations. And then, you know, so, and a lot of people kept getting upset because, you know, we would be told, turn your papers in, do this, do that, which is great. But a lot of people kept getting mad because he would forget to put stuff on Blackboard and, or he would wait until it was too late, you know, to put the information that was needed. And so people were getting upset because they didn't have the information. They were supposed to have at an earlier time to get their paper turned in. This professor seems like he's much more organized, but I'm certainly hoping that things are okay because, you know, class kept canceling and people kept getting upset about it because, you know, for some people, that's their only class. And some people drive a great distance to get over here. And especially for those people who are using financial aid, you know, they're really not, you know, paying for their classes. The government is, but still, you know, it's important for these teachers to be here as much as they can. If something medical or serious is going on, that's totally understandable. But I'm just getting a tad bit, not so much irritated, but a tad bit annoyed because, you know, I have to rely on, you know, transportation to get me where I'm going. And I get into huge fights with the cab companies or the buses, you know, because either one driver doesn't speak English, or doesn't know where he's going. Another driver won't accept my dog. And so I'm hustling them. Hurry, hurry, hurry. You know, I'm going to be late. And then I get there and I show up and then everyone's like, oh, class is canceled. And I'm like, ugh. Here I was busting my butt off, being all stressed out, feeling horrible because I walked in late, feeling terrible about the situation. And all of a sudden I get in there like, oh, by the way, class is canceled. And, you know, it's just kind of annoying because it happened to me so much in the previous semester. And I don't want to go through that again. I really don't want to. I wish there was some, I mean, come on. There is technology in place. If the professor can't notify us if school's or class is going to be canceled, if he's sick, that's totally understandable. But there should be some way the school can notify people. That, you know, and 1 minute and 24 seconds. You know, whether they send out an email or whatever. I mean, there should be some way because precious time is being wasted and money is being wasted for people to hustle on over here. You know, for people that live across the valley and that come here for as their only class. You know, so it really is, I guess, just a slight disappointment. You know, it's, other people would be like, oh, hey, I don't know about you, but I would hate to have to sit in class. You should be grateful. That's how important education is to me. And, you know, the students were told to bring in another draft of their essay today. And I do have a second draft, I think. I don't know if the final draft is going to be due next week or what the deal is, but I'm mostly done. And yeah, I'm 19 seconds. I don't know. It's just a slight disappointment because it's like, ugh, here we go again. Last semester was hell on earth. I mean, people kept calling me and complaining and, you know, my assignment's not on Blackboard. So I just don't want to deal with that again. So anyway,